Please bow with me in prayer. Oh God, as we hear your word this day, may it sharpen our focus on what you seek for us to be and do. Help us listen to what your Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. Today I'm reading from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. I will start with chapters 1 through 12. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it had been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord. Every year we hear this story. The wise men saw the star. They were on a mission. They did it, and instead of listening to Herod, they listened to God and went home by a different road. Did you know that according to Facebook, that after the wise men left, the three wise women arrived? And they arrived with diapers, gift cards, and of course, casseroles. So what happened next? I'm sorry, David, I just had to say that. What did happen next? We go back to Matthew chapter 13. I'm sorry, chapter 2, the next verse, verse 13. Now after they, the wise men, had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph, saying, "Take the child, get up, and with his mother flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. For Herod is about to seek the child to kill him." Herod was afraid of the baby. Not only was Herod afraid, but all of Jerusalem. He had become fearful of losing power, especially to a child, and placed orders for all children 2 years and younger to be killed. How many times in the last month have we heard, "Do not be afraid"? Every time an angel appears? Are angels scary? Or is it just the unknown or unexpected? When Mary realized why the angel was there, she was no longer afraid. Same with the shepherds. If this angel behind me suddenly came to life and flew around the sanctuary, what would you do? Duck? Cower in fear? Would you be afraid? What does fear represent in your life? If we use the letters F-E-A-R, for you, is it forget everything and run? Or is it face everything and rise? In Joseph's case, it was a little of both. He rose up, packed up, and got out of town. So we've been talking about gifts and fear. Here's a story of a tiny spider that gave a very large gift. Several years ago, a classmate from college sent this story with her Christmas card. It's about a little spider. Now, I've always been afraid of spiders, except maybe a daddy long legs. Well, really, it's more of the unknown or unexpected. When I see something out of the corner of my eye, and I don't know what it is, I'll probably flick it or jump until I find out what it is. Could be just a string, could be a ladybug, but it's the unknown that scares me. Well, Jesus' parents, as well as others who had heard the news, fled to Egypt for safety. They traveled mostly during the night, so they would not be seen. It was much quicker to cross the open plains and very difficult to go over the rugged mountain terrain, especially when you're carrying a newborn baby. But guided by the angels, they started their journey over the mountaintops. From their viewpoint at night, they could see the campfires of the approaching Roman soldiers, and at times were able to hear their voices. Mary was fatigued and needed some rest. After all, she had recently given birth and had very little time to recover before fleeing for their safety. As they traveled over one mountaintop, they came across a series of caves. Joseph looked into the caves to see which one was better suited to hide in. Mary was already sleeping on the ground when Joseph returned, as was Jesus. Joseph carried them quickly as he could to the back of one of the caves. Before leaving Bethlehem, Joseph had been a carpenter, and therefore, with his skilled hands, he made a sword. While Mary and Jesus hid, Joseph kept guard just in case the soldiers entered the cave. They were so far in the cave that they could not see the opening anymore. That was Joseph's strategy. For what soldier would enter such a deep cave, not knowing what wild animal he might meet in there? By nightfall, the Romans had already arrived at the bottom of the mountain where Joseph and his family were hiding. The soldiers were preparing their evening meals, sharpening their weapons and sharing stories. By morning, they would surely be searching the caves. The cave Joseph and his family were hiding in did not have a wild animal, but it did have another inhabitant, a little spider. This spider was awakened when Joseph carried his family into the cave. He was curious as to why anybody would want to enter his cave. So when Joseph came out of the cave to check on the soldiers, the spider climbed onto Joseph and journeyed with him to the mountain's edge. There they saw and heard the soldiers. With tears in his eyes, Joseph quietly prayed to God, "Father Abraham, I was guided by a dream to be with Mary. I was guided by you to protect her and the baby. I see only death within reach of me and those I love. I see nothing beyond the next day but those who have already passed away. To quietly leave now, unseen by the Romans and those you blessed me with, would be a fate worse than death itself. I may never understand, but I do know that I would rather die living than to live dead. And I choose to follow my heart and stand ready to do what my mind says otherwise. I am scared, but I will protect them with my life. You do not have to worry about me." The spider, hearing Joseph's prayer, was deeply moved. And he did not know anything about the baby Messiah, but his heart was moved by the love and sacrifice of the Father. Joseph and his stowaway returned to the cave. The spider wanted to help, But what could a spider do? He thought for a minute. What can I give Jesus? Right now he needs something to keep him warm. And he immediately had an idea. The spider crawled to the cave's opening and began to weave a web. And so during the long cold night, this spider kept weaving up and down, round and round. Never once did he take a rest or slow down, running long strands of web and swinging through the air. The spider was focusing everything he had on completing his web. As the sun was coming up over the horizon, the Roman soldiers were preparing their journey up the mountainside. The spider kept working as fast as he could while the soldiers came closer and closer. As the soldiers approached the opening of the cave where Joseph's family was, they stopped. There before them was a wall of web, a web pattern like none have ever seen before. The morning dew was already covering the web, and as the morning light was hitting the web, an array of incredibly beautiful colors was reflecting off of it. It looked as if a rainbow were covering the cave's entrance. And to add more to the beauty of it, as the soldiers moved around, they could see changing colors. They were seeing all sorts of shapes and symbols, artwork like no one had ever created before. No one wished to damage it, and excuses were being made to protect it. They reasoned it would have taken days to weave such a magnificent web. And if anyone had entered the cave, they surely would have damaged it. The commanding officer gave orders to protect the spider's web. Joseph, being at the back of the cave and hearing every word they were saying, was curious about the web. By evening, the army had moved towards the other mountains. Joseph awoke Mary, and they made their way to the cave's entrance. There they saw the same rainbow effect from the evening sunset, which the Roman soldiers had seen from the morning sunrise. Mary awoke Jesus so he could see the beautiful web. They saw the different colors and began laughing with great joy. Can you see baby Jesus smiling at the spider and giving him a thumbs up? After the sun had set, Joseph used his sword to cut an opening in the web to continue their journey to Egypt. True story? Legend? I don't know. Some say that's the reason we put tinsel on a Christmas tree, to remember the spider and its web. It's simply because of the gift of a spider. Nothing small goes unnoticed by Jesus. He notices everything. No gift that Jesus ever received is ever forgotten. My point, Bethel, is to give you what you can. My point, Bethel, is for you to give what you can when you can. I'm talking more about time and energy than I am money. In the next few weeks and months, you'll be asked to help or participate in some way. As Tammy said, the elders are meeting with a committee from Presbytery next Sunday. We ask for your prayers. This is not a done deal. We ask you to do your homework, to stay up to date on what is going on, and to attend meetings, whether in person or virtual. We ask that you do your part if asked to serve as an officer or on a committee. Your church needs you. Everyone can do something. From the oldest to the youngest, from the biggest to the smallest, everyone has a role to play. All you have to say is, where do we go from here? Do not be afraid to speak up. Let your voice be heard. Bethel's future is in your hands. In closing, I want to read a blessing, a house blessing. And this comes from my research on Epiphany. During Epiphany, one of the traditions was to chalk the house with the letters CMB for Caspar, Balthasar, and Melchior, and put the year. And this prayer was said at that time. God of doors and homes, bless this house this year and every year. Bless all who come and go through these doors, both those who work here and those who visit. May all who enter through these doors come in peace and bring joy. May all who come to these doors find welcome and love. May the love and joy in this house overflow and spread into the community and the world. And may Jesus the Christ watch over us all. Amen.